Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we already did 13. Thanks to Jennifer getting very in line there early on. So we'll move on to number 14, lodging price structure review. Now, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Number 14, and the next to the last page in your booklet is an information item on our lodging fee structures that we have with the Department and Division of Parks and Recreation. If you recall, a little over a year ago, we went through an exercise with the Commission to kind of reclassify, clarify, define some of the lodging options that we have in our state park system, and then assign a new fee structure to that. And in a nutshell, our lodging options in the state park system consist of our camping cabins, which are just small little 12 by 18 cabins that have bunks in them with no other types of facilities, with just air conditioning and heating. We also have kind of a new classification that came with the acquisition of some resort facilities that we call suites, which are kind of small, economical type lodging facilities that may most closely resemble maybe a hotel room or something that does have sleeping accommodations, but also may have a bathroom, shower, those kind of things. And then we get into our modern cabins, which are small, one or two bedroom cabins that have not only sleeping facilities, but bathroom facilities, running water, kitchens, small kitchens, and things like that. And then once you get beyond that, then you get into our group lodges, which consist of, more group type settings that can accommodate 12 plus people for more group type facilities there. So those are kind of our lodging options that are laid out in administrative rule. And one of the changes we made last year was with regards to our modern cabins and suites, since those are kind of new additions to the system, was to allow for a little bit of dynamic pricing on those facilities to maybe experiment with the season or the level of demand that might occur at the time, and allow the department to maybe price those facilities accordingly to maximize use of those facilities and maybe hit some potential marketing opportunities that might exist there as well. So within the administrative rule, we have the ability to adjust modern cabins and suite prices annually with the attention of bringing that to the Commission for approval each year if needed to be to help set those fees. And then like the department also has the ability to within 25% to discount those facilities certain times of the year to maybe just give a little bit of jump or boost to those facilities, make sure we're given good opportunity to make use of them at all times of the year. We've had this policy in place for about a year now, and we've had a chance to kind of look at the occupancy of some of these facilities. So we, in your booklet on that sheet, there's a list of all the facilities we have that fit the modern cabin and suite definitions there, along with the occupancy of those facilities. So at this point, we're not recommending any change to the fee structure. However, we are having a lot of discussion, and there is a desire to maybe make some changes to these fee structures here soon, but being that we only have a year under our belt with this particular fee structure, we just got 1 year of data to kind of go on, and plus we're still in the process of investing in fixing these up and then making some improvements to a lot of these facilities. And we found that in a lot of cases, doing some projects on these, freshening them up, doing some good projects on the does yield a response in their occupancy, and they do respond well to the improvements we've been made. So at this time, we're not recommending any changes in fee structures, but we do have a lot of ideas of how we'd like to bring forward in the future, and we'll continue to monitor the usage and come up with both maintenance and marketing strategies that work to make sure that these facilities are maximized. So with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions for Al? Thanks, Al. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.